This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it's another great day in Trump land. I kind of sniffed this out yesterday, but I didn't sniff it quite as far as I would have liked that I've now sniffed out today. I'm telling you, Jesse Smollett is all about Obama. It's all about Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm not quite sure yet how it's about Obama. I'm not quite sure how deep in it Obama is. I'm not quite sure if this is criminal on behalf of Barack Obama. I'm not sure if Obama's going up the river over this. I'm not sure if this was a head fake to try and get the Donald Trump total vindication off the screen, off the TV screen, off the radio airwaves, off the headlines and newspapers. If this was just a plot to make this the number one news story in America and get Trump off the front pages and the big loss by Democrats and Mueller off the front pages. Or whether the original plot by Jesse Smollett involved Barack Obama. And somehow he needed to get Jesse, out of jail. And out of jail cards, he wouldn't rat on Obama. But I'm telling you, I'm sniffing. This is Obama. I can smell it. This is Obama. I mean, here's an article out here. Jesse Smollett hoax. He did not act alone. Sources say it goes all the way up to Obama. The Jesse Smollett hate crime hoax was planned at the highest levels of the Obama deep state and was intended to foment a race war across America, say multiple sources across the independent media. Now, you don't know if this is true. Wainwright is not telling you it's true. Wainwright's telling you I read everything, and I ask every question, and I let you decide and me decide and my gut decide. The official explanation that Smollett masterminded the hate crime hoax because he wanted a pay raise for his work as an actor in Empire just doesn't hold water. He's being paid $65,000 per episode, bringing in more than $1.1 million a year. Would he risk his entire career to try and push for an increase in pay? Well, maybe. They're asking as if that would never happen. But see, I live in a different world than you guys who ask questions like this on the internet. Most of the people I write on the internet make like $12.50 a year. I make good money, and I'm telling you, $1.1 million is not a big deal in Hollywood. And if you're making $1.1 million, you're trying to make $5.5 million. And if you're making $5.5 million, you're trying to make $20 million. And if you make $20 million a year, you want to make $20 million a film and do 3 films a year. So I could see he would have done that to make more than $1.1 million. But that doesn't mean Obama wasn't in the middle of this. Multiple independent media investigators are already starting to dig deeper into the Smollett fiasco. One of them says, I'm in receipt of a federal agency source who claims they have knowledge that the staged attack upon Smollett had the participation of a federal agent, but not necessarily the federal agency to which he or she belonged. The obvious purpose of this fake attack was to promote heated racial division and to bring into drama the participation of LGBT political interests because Smollett is gay. This also the fingerprints of George Soros, because it's just the kind of thing he does repeatedly to promote civil discord by manufacturing racial incidents and promoting them to incite racial division that culminates in violent public protests. Alex Jones, and again, I'm not bragging that Alex Jones is the know-all and the end-all. Sometimes he's right, and sometimes he is horribly wrong, and sometimes some of the things Alex says embarrass me. But sometimes he's right. And Alex Jones from InfoWars announced live on the air this morning a high-level government source informed him this attack was crafted and pushed by the Obama deep state. The whole thing smacks the kind of community organizing that Obama is well-known to coordinate and promote. So there's one story. Here's another one. Former assistant state's attorney. The Smollett hoax likely implicated someone very important, all caps, who did not want to be implicated. That's why they let him go. The Chicago State's Attorney's Office, on the authority of Kim Fox, unilaterally decided on Tuesday to drop all charges against hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett. Despite the evidence against him, they dropped all 16 charges against a well-connected Hollywood celebrity. They never do that. Fox did not contact the mayor, Rahm Emanuel's office, or the Chicago Police Department, before she announced her decision to let a famous celebrity hoaxer off scot-free. Terry Moran at ABC reported Cook County Clerk's Office tells ABC they were shocked no written motions were filed with the court in connection with today's surprising dismissal in the Smollett case. On top of that, the case has been wiped off their database as if it never existed. And former state's attorney Randy Barrett says someone very important is about to be implicated, and that's why the case was immediately closed and erased. None of this is normal, even for Cook County, where I was an assistant state's attorney. Educated guess, this hoax implicated someone very important who had pulled with the state's attorney and who very badly did not want to be implicated. Gee, who could that be? Barack Obama. Maybe Valerie Jarrett. See, here's the thing. I always felt that Barack Obama himself didn't call the IRS and say, destroy Wayne Root. He told Valerie Jarrett. He whispered in her ear, destroy Wayne Root, call the IRS. And Valerie Jarrett made the phone call, in my opinion. That's what I believe happened. So maybe Valerie Jarrett's the one who carried out Obama's political wishes here. Here's another one. Chicago cops smell political rat in the wake of Jussie Smollett case dismissal. Cook County prosecutors in the Jussie Smollett case are facing backlash from law enforcement and the mayor's office. Livid law enforcement officials are furious Jussie Smollett had all 16 felony charges dismissed. Chicago police not happy. Department exhausted manpower, numerous hours investigating this case to make sure it was handled properly. The wiping of the case is seen as nothing short of a real blow to those in Chicago's law enforcement. The department insider noted they have been left scratching their heads as to why the case was suddenly sealed. Like that word, sealed? Barack Obama loves to seal his college records, thus not allowing public scrutiny, and pointed to politics and questionable shuffles and political interference in handling the case. Reports emerged last week Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox had been in contact with Mrs. Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, T-C-H-E-N, I think it's pronounced Chen, but who knows, who emailed her expressing the concerns that the Smollett family had about the ongoing investigation. Oh, isn't that poor Smollett family? Oh, those poor people. Fox then alleged to have spoken with a Smollett relative whose number was provided by Chen and subsequently reached out to Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Ahead of the charges being dropped, the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham alleged that Fox may have interfered with the police probe and sought an investigation as to whether Fox herself had violated any laws. Come on. Anybody can smell what's going on here. It's Chicago home cooking. There's a hundred reasons, a myriad of reasons why this happened. Number one, it's Chicago. It's liberal. It's communist. It's socialist. And Jussie Smollett is a Democrat, liberal, communist, socialist, Trump hater with Trump derangement syndrome. So they took care of one of their own. Number two, he's gay and black. District attorney or the prosecutor is black and very liberal. Maybe she's gay. I don't know. So maybe she has sympathy for someone who, in her mind, was being persecuted. Or maybe just a white person in the same situation would get thrown the book at in Chicago, but a black person has black privilege. Maybe. Or maybe it's pure politics. Or maybe they were just looking to get rid of the news headlines of the day before, which are Mueller's case completely collapsing and conservatives like me being totally right and Donald Trump being totally vindicated. Or maybe Obama was involved in this thing up to his neck. And Jussie would have turned on Obama. Who knows which one it is right now? I don't know if you're ever going to find out. I know the Chicago police released files, all the files on the hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett case today. Today, to make sure they released them before they were sealed. Files provided by the Chicago Police Department in response to Freedom of Information Act request submitted upon learning the Cook County State's Attorney's Office had reached a sealed agreement to resolve Smollett's criminal exposure in the case. So I don't know what was released. I don't know yet, but we'll find out. more news along the same vein, because this is today's Democratic Party. It's Jussie Smollett. It's Rashida Tlaib. It is Ilhan Omar. It is Ocasio-Cortez. So there was a hateful activist in front of AIPAC over the weekend, the AIPAC conference, which is the pro-Israel, pro-Jew conference. And the hateful activist called Jews Nazis. Isn't that interesting? Never in history have Jews ever murdered millions of Christians or Muslims or anybody. Never. Never sent them in boxcars to die. How do you call a Jew a Nazi? But I know who the Nazis are. Today's extreme Muslims are Nazis. Hamas is Nazis. Hezbollah is Nazis. ISIS is Nazis. So who is this person that was in front of AIPAC calling Jews Nazis? Rashida Tlaib, special guest at her swearing-in ceremony. It was in January. Michigan freshman Democrat Rashida Tlaib. Communist Hamas. After her name, it should say C-Hamas. Communist representing Hamas in the U.S. Congress. Invited radical Jew hater and Hezbollah supporter Abbas Hamidah to her swearing-in ceremony in Michigan. She's one of the first members in the history of Congress to support the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement against Israel. And this Hamidah is an outspoken Jew hater. He once tweeted, criminal Zionism will eventually die just like the Nazis. No racist and supremacist political ideology should maintain itself. And this week he was recorded on video comparing Jews to Nazis outside of the AIPAC conference in Washington, D.C. These are sick, dangerous people, folks. These are Jew haters, and I think they could easily be Jew killers. And he was invited to Rashida Tlaib's swearing-in ceremony in January. Now, keep in mind, everybody knows Ilhan Omar is a piece of garbage. Who should be kicked out of the United States of America, not just the Congress. She should be deported out of America for marrying her brother and committing immigration fraud. But I've argued Rashida Tlaib is just as bad. They're both representing Hamas and our U.S. Congress. What a disgrace. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Johnny Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, a big congratulations, by the way, to my great friend Hollis Barnhart. He's been buddies with me for 30 years. He's been general manager of a couple of my businesses for most of the last 30 years, my sports handicapping businesses, and he was inducted into the UNLV Foundation Golf Hall of Fame yesterday. Newspaper was there taking pictures. Story will be in the newspaper soon. Very, very great honor. He was there with his wife, Wendy, his mom, his coach, Dwayne Knight, PGA Foundation Pro, Hollis Barnhart, and the UNLV Foundation Golf Hall of Fame. What a wonderful thing. He was always a great golfer. He always took money off everybody I ever met who played golf. They met him and they said, oh, yeah, let's go out and play. And when they came back, they said, geez, man, I lost $500 to this guy. I lost $1,000 to this guy. This guy's a hustler. This guy's a professional hustler. Hollis is good. And now I know why. I had no idea he was good enough to be in the UNLV Foundation Golf Hall of Fame. I knew he went to UNLV on a golf scholarship. I didn't even know he was that good. So now I know why he hustled so much money off so many of my friends. Great job, Hollis. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, America first, America second, America third, America forever, capitalist evangelist. Capitalism is the greatest thing in this entire world. Thank God for capitalism, you know? I'm not rich. I'm not Donald Trump. But I've had such a wonderful life and had such beautiful cars and beautiful clothes and beautiful homes, and God bless America. I started with nothing. I had no right to expect any of that. None of it would happen in any country but the United States of America. I am America made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. You know where else you can find a war like this? DirecTV. in the 8 o'clock hour, which is 5 o'clock hour West Coast. My third hour of my radio show becomes national TV. I'm on DirecTV channel 349, Dish TV channel 216. Cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Spectrum, Charter, all over this great country. YouTube, you can find me on YouTube, Newsmax TV. You can find me at NewsmaxTV.com. Click on listen, Watch Live Now, Roku. And you can find me twice a day now on TV, 8 p.m. Eastern as well as 1 p.m. Eastern the next day at replays. You can find me on radio at USARadio.com or 790TalkNow.com or iHeartRadio or TuneIn. The TuneIn app, and you just type in KBDT, and you can listen to me live. iHeartRadio, you can listen to any show I do at any time, 24 hours a day, in demand. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the flagship station 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. Never miss an opportunity. Thank you, Ed. He's the one that started it all. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, who is the one who syndicated me nationwide. Ed and Fred get the credit. The Ed and Fred Show. We're in Fordham Resources Studio. They get the naming rights, Fordham Resources. They're the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. If we're available, I take your call at any time in the first 2 hours, and then I love to take it in that third hour. We're flooded with calls in hour number three, mostly from Newsmax TV all over the United States, in all 50 states. 833-927-8255. If you want to reach me, my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. My website's root4america.com, and you can find me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot. By the way, here's one of the things the Chicago police released. I didn't know what they released. The Chicago police has photos of Jussie Smollett in a car with the Nigerian brothers, who are the two who, I assume, I'll say allegedly, mugs him, two black brothers, acting like they were white, wearing red MAGA caps, with a rope in their hand to supposedly lynch him. Well, they wound up doing it because it was all a scam, obviously, allegedly, but obviously. And they were in the car with him. They've got the footage of them in the car with him. One of the Zondario brothers was shown two large photographs of the vehicle, which was being driven by Slamet, and which the brother was a passenger in the days before this event. And he identified the photographs of the vehicle belonging to and driven by Smollett. He was then shown two large photographs of the vehicle, which so-and-so believes was being driven by Smollett, and which the brother was a passenger, and he identified the photograph as the vehicle belonging to and driven by Smollett. It's clear from the narrative, it's them. Police showing a photo appears twice, suggests both brothers were asked about it. And they both copped to it. Oh, this whole thing was such a ridiculous setup. Question is, how deeply involved was Barack Obama? And speaking of how deeply involved, did Robert Mueller know there was no Trump-Russia collusion before the midterms? Because if that's the case, that's the guy who should be going to prison. There's your collusion. There's an election that was affected. Robert Mueller handed the election to the Democrats.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A fallen Army officer is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor.
We're here today to award America's highest honor to a fallen hero who made the supreme sacrifice, Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins.
Atkins was killed in Iraq in 2007 when he wrestled an insurgent to the ground as the man triggered his suicide vest. President Trump says the Republican Party will soon be known as a party of health care. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says lawmakers need to figure out why health care is so expensive.
Premiums have gone up, copayments have gone up, deductibles have gone up. We have to make sure people can get health care whether you have a pre-existing condition or not. But we've got to figure out how do we get drug prices down. We've got to figure out how to do that, but the whole delivery system's got to get more efficient.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 32 points to close at 25,625. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, I had no idea what you meant. You pick up the phone.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're now a very special guest. We've got Hogan Gidley in just a second. I want to mention hour number three, as always, Newsmax TV. Make sure that you tune in. The show goes national TV every day, Monday through Friday. In hour number three, 80 million people get Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Charter, etc., etc. And we are really conservative, much more than Fox News. That's why I'm getting thousands of emails a week, and I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV. I've got Bill O'Reilly three times a week on with me, and all the emails, thousands of them now, are saying the same thing. Now they suspended Judge Jeanine and they hired Donna Brazile. I'm not watching Fox News anymore, and I found your show by mistake, surfing the dial, and I've never been so happy in my life, and I love you, and I'm addicted to you, and I will never leave your show. That's pretty cool vindication. Speaking of President Trump's vindication, I'm getting some nice vindication as well, and validation as well. So, listen, if you're not getting it on cable, and you're listening to me right now, one of our USA radio stations, make sure you call this phone number because we'll help you get it on TV, on your cable carrier. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and we'll connect you toll-free during this call to the cable systems office wherever you are, and you could tell them, I want my Newsmax TV or I'm going to leave you because I want Wayne Root. So give him a call, 844-500-6397. All right, very special guest, Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary. Hogan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back on with you guys.
And a good time, good reason to be on. I mean, look, I was jumping up in the air, clicking my heels as of Friday during my TV show because the news came out, and then even more so when William Barr released his statement over the weekend, and feeling great ever since. So, yeah, Democrats don't care, and Democrats don't care if it's guilty or not. They just want to, you know, slander everybody involved, and President Trump, let's ruin him, let's impeach him, doesn't matter. But you and I know, Hogan, and all my fans know, we were vindicated, President Trump was exonerated. There was nothing there from the beginning. Congratulations.
2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, 500 warrants, 40 FBI agents, 19 lawyers, and a partridge in a pear tree, all to find out that Donald Trump did not collude with Russia, did not obstruct justice, and he has a complete and total vindication, and it is absolutely wonderful to finally hear that from this investigation. Listen, we know where the Democrats wanted to go with this. They've been attacking the president mercilessly for 2+ years with fake news, with lies, with misinformation, and the media was complicit in that, as you know, going on cable news every night, on network news every night, expecting there to be a silver bullet that would take down this president, that he was in fact an agent for the Russian government. It was so ludicrous on its face, and now all they're left with in the media are you know, shattered credibility and a wasted 2 years. It's a horrible situation, but one that I think we should learn from, and we should remember when Democrats are so adamant about a certain thing, they're probably not telling the truth, and when the media acts as their mouthpiece, they're probably not telling the truth either. We've seen that time and time again, and this one was one of the most egregious in history, and I cannot wait for this to be studied and looked at, because you're going to see some serious issues coming out of this situation.
All those things you just mentioned, all of those thousands of hours and millions of dollars and partridge in a pear tree and all Mueller got is this freaking T-shirt. I got that meme today and I think it's hilarious. All I got Mueller standing there with the T-shirt. All I got is this T-shirt to show for it. So this morning, I don't know if you saw this, but Representative Eric Stalwell, who's a Democrat and obviously a mentally deranged one, he sits on the House Intelligence Committee, and he doubled down on his claim that President Trump is a Russian agent because nobody's been able to conclusively disprove all of the claims in the Steele dossier. What do you say to someone who's a United States congressman that says something that crazy, irrational, irresponsible, reckless, and just plain slanderous?
What's sad is when I was watching the news and the information had come out that the president, you know, there was no collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. So many people in the media said this is sad and disappointing. Democrats, sad and disappointing. They were sad and disappointed that an American president was not an agent of the Russian government, was not colluding and conspiring against the American government. What kind of world do we live in which your political opponents are upset when you, in fact, have not committed a crime while you hold office? Do you understand the insidiousness of that type of thinking? And I saw it time and time again. 2 years of their lives basically wasted on a lie, and it was proven to be that way. And I don't understand for the life of me why Democrats continue to push this narrative of collusion when it has now been proven false. And remember, Robert Mueller was the savior for the left. He was the one who was going to take a thorough look at this, who had the pedigree to do it, who was not partisan, who was an amazing prosecutor. He knew how to handle the press. He knew how to keep his mouth shut. He was going to be the one to get to the bottom of this once and for all. So now, as we're taking stock here, Democrats are for killing babies after they're born. They're for a horrible Green New Deal.
Don't forget open borders,
100%. And now, therefore, ignoring, findings that completely disprove everything that they've been pushing for the last 2 years and continuing to lie to the American people. It just blows my mind.
Well, you know, look, the face of the Democratic Party, they own it now, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a Green Deal that went down to 0-57 defeat. Not one person would put their name to it. It's Ilhan Omar, who hates Jews and hates Israel. It's Rashida Tlaib, who I believe hates Jews and hates Israel. It is Jussie Smollett. You can't even get a fair trial in Chicago. It's unbelievable. If you're a Democrat, if you're liberal, if you're gay, if you're black, I guess all of that means that you have to be let go, even if you committed a hate crime. This is the face of today's Democratic Party, Hogan. And so I think it's great because I want to get rid of all these people, and yet I guess I should be rooting for them to stay, because the more they talk, the more I start to believe there's going to be a Donald Trump, if not a landslide, certainly a electoral landslide and a very big victory in 2020. Let them keep talking because they're killing themselves.
It's amazing what the hills they've decided to die on, and you just laid it out beautifully. I don't understand it. I don't know why they're that way to push something the way they did in this particular instance, and a lie in Russian collusion, a lie in obstruction, and now they've been busted on it yet again. And moving forward, it seems like they have nothing new except to say, I didn't like Donald Trump before. Now that he's innocent of anything, I'm really angry at him. I really don't like him now that he's not working for the Russians. So the whole thing is ridiculous. But listen, Donald Trump has taken control and owns this incredible economy. He has taken control and owns record unemployment for African Americans and women and Asian Americans across the board. He's taken in control the military and rebuilding it, also defeating ISIS. He's taken diplomatic control, and now we're friends with Israel again, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, feared and respected on a global stage. He's taken away everything from the Democrats. So now anything that they support takes us backwards, back to where we were under Barack Obama, where we did not see economic successes. We did not have a high stock market. We did not have low unemployment. And these are the types of things that Democrats have to fight against when they run. And it's going to be very difficult because the president's moving forward. And now, on top of all of that, the cherry on top here is that this investigation came back, no collusion, no obstruction, and now they've got nothing.
You know, there's no bigger supporter. You know, 3 hours a day on national radio and national TV, number one show on Newsmax. My new book coming out, Trump Rules, nationally syndicated newspaper column. Hogan, there's nobody in the country who fights more and defends more and champions more President Donald Trump. So I've got something I want you to bring back to him. So I'll tell it to you right on the air. They've got their Green New Deal, And I think we should stress that 24 hours a day in every commercial heading up to 2020. You know, they want to take your cows away, your cheeseburger away. They want to take your cars away, your planes away. They want to take everything away from your boats, the military. You can't have gas anymore. They're insane. And that's great. And you guys know that. But I think you need to come out with a dramatic individual personal income tax cut replicating Ronald Reagan, because Trump was fabulous with the corporate tax cut. But individuals got very little out of that. A little bit. It was never bad. It's always good to get a tax cut. Most people had a cut. But nonetheless, it wasn't great. And it could have been great if he had come back with part two. So you need to call part two our Republican Green New Deal. We're not about climate change or global warming green energy. We're about green, what people care about, money. Keeping more of your own money. Our green is money, not climate change. So compare our Green New Deal, where we let you keep more of your own money, to their Green New Deal, where they take away all your money, all your gasoline, all your cars, all your cows, and all your cheeseburgers, and run on that for the 2020 election. I think it would be a landslide.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And remember, the president talked about doing another set of tax cuts. But keep in mind, Democrats cannot get off message. The only thing they have to focus on right now that they should be focused on, without any doubt, no health care, no infrastructure, no nothing, they have to focus on one thing. That's the Green New Deal. Because remember, if they don't, they've told us we're all dead in 12 years. So for me, they got to vote for it. They got to own it. Because if they don't, they're going to be responsible for killing everybody in just 12 years.
All right. So just make sure you tell the president, I'm going to send a note to him as well, but I want to make sure you tell him, yes, massive individual tax cut, announce it to the world, you're going to do it if you're reelected, but call it our Republican Green New Deal and place it one-on-one up against their Green New Deal. You get more money, in their case, they take away all your money. Hey, Hogan, thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Great idea. Thanks. Anytime.
Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary. Wayne Allyn Warren Al, we'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
O'Reilly. When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, our moment to give away our book, Tenacity, Ron Corey's wonderful book that tells you the story of how he made it in Vegas like no book you've ever read. His crazy and dangerous journey is called Tenacity. Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. Now he's telling the real story, the raw story. Nothing but the facts. Tenacity is that story. It's such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen about Donnie Brasco and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You can get it at either Amazon or Ron's website, roncoreyauthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y. We're going to give the book away right now. Fourth caller gets it right now. So call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Fourth caller gets the book free, Tenacity, by Ron Corey. Thank you for giving us all these books to give away. You're a good guy. So breaking news, the FBI is reviewing the shady circumstances surrounding the dismissal of Jussie Smollett's charges. Somebody's in a lot of trouble, because this is Donald Trump's FBI. The FBI is reviewing the shady circumstances surrounding the dismissal of felony charges against hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett. Two law enforcement sources have confirmed with ABC News. All 16 felony charges dropped on Tuesday in exchange for a $10,000 bond and some community service in a stunning display of lawlessness by corrupt Chicago prosecutors. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox defended her office decision to drop the charges as standing operator procedure. for someone charged with class 4 felonies. Really? So a hate crime is just like a minor, like spitting or jaywalking? Really? It's like 66 in the 65 zone to fake a hate crime that hundreds of thousands of dollars of Chicago police resources were used to investigate and had the whole world believing that white males who love Trump are out to lynch black men. That's just a minor little thing. Hilarious. There's something smells bad. And you know what I'm sniffing? Barack Obama. Barack Obama is in the middle of this. Right in the middle, somehow, some way. This is Obama's Chicago. And something's wrong. They're covering up for somebody or something. So I can't wait to see what they come up with, if anything. Of course, I don't trust the FBI, but hopefully there's been major changes made in the FBI. We now know the DOJ, which is over the FBI, is run by William Barr. Not a moron. Not a communist. Not a deep state loser. So maybe, just maybe, there's a chance here it'll be a real investigation. Remember, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox was communicating with Tina Chen, a former aide to Barack and Michelle Obama, about Jussie Smollett's case shortly after he staged the hate hoax crime. And he staged it. Come on. Tim Techen sent Kim Fox an email in February saying, "Hi, Kim. I sent an email to your work address, I think, as well. I wanted to give you a call on behalf of Jussie Smollett and his family, who I know they have concerns about the investigation. I am on an 8 a.m. flight to New York City, but please call me before then. I land about 10:15 Chicago time, and my cell number is blah, blah, blah. Many thanks." And in one text exchange with a Smollett relative, Kim Fox is reassuring the individual she spoke to the superintendent and asked for a favor. The individual reached out to Kim Fox on February 1st, said, "Hi, Kim." Oh, we already saw that. That's fine. "Hi, Kim. Are you available to chat?" They engaged a back and forth, and Kim Fox said, "I'll keep you posted." "Oh, my God, this would be a huge victory," the relative says in response. "A Smollett relative. I make no guarantees, but I'm trying," Fox replies. Kim Fox later accused herself of the case. The police union wants federal investigators to determine whether Kim Fox broke the law. Sure sounds like she did to me. These people are so dirty, it's unbelievable. And how about this story? This is a wild story of what's going on in our country. These are people that do not belong in any control or power positions, do not belong in politics. Muslim state representative in Pennsylvania calls GOP lawmakers in the House in House Christian prayer Islamophobic. Democrats in Pennsylvania General Assembly are attacking a Christian GOP lawmaker who prayed to Jesus before the swearing in of a fellow Muslim state rep as blatantly Islamophobic. A member of the Pennsylvania House offered a prayer before the swearing in of the chamber's first Muslim woman, Movita Johnson Harrell. Republican State Representative Stephanie Borowitz praised Jesus about a dozen times during her prayer and thanked God that President Trump stands beside Israel. This triggered the Muslim lawmaker and other Democrats in attendance. She delivered the prayer shortly before Movita Johnson Harrell, a Muslim, was sworn in. Her Christian prayer offended the Muslim lawmaker and her guests. But Movita Johnson Harrell is allowed to wear a hijab, which is an outward profession of compliance to Sharia law, and Americans are supposed to think that's just fine. The Muslim lawmaker called for Borowitz to be censured over a Christian prayer. A Christian being punished for praying to their Savior should be punished. Movita Johnson Harrell said there should definitely be censure because we need to be promoting inclusion, not division. So your hijab doesn't promote division, but praying to Jesus promotes division in a country that from its first days has always been Judeo-Christian. This is what's going on with America. Vote Republican, folks, because your life depends on it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Mama.